Jane Boleyn, The Infamous Lady Rochford, written by Julia Fox and read by Julia Barry. Prologue. The Hand of Fate. Their way lit by the flickering light from great wax torches, and to the soothing sound of chanted prayers, the mourners walked solemnly towards the three black-draped barges ready at the river's edge. Amongst them were the leading men of the land, entrusted with the sombre task of accompanying the tiny coffin containing the body of the infant prince to its resting place with his ancestors in the Abbey Church of St. Peter's at Westminster, just a few miles away. It was February and bitterly cold. The icy waters of the Thames lapped against the sides of the vessels. The leafless trees stood stark and sentinel, as if to guard the baby on whom so many hopes had rested. The breath of the oarsmen was clearly visible as they watched the casket being gently brought aboard. The final journey had begun. A tolling of the bells could be heard as the cortege made its way slowly from the royal palace of Richmond, where the child had died so suddenly, to the abbey where the monks waited patiently. All would be done according to strict protocol and tradition. Every minute detail of the prescribed ceremonial observed. 8 royal officers, yeomen and grooms of the household, were stationed at the door of St. Peter's to receive the tall funeral torches. Thick wax and resin candles, fixed into wooden holders, carried by the 20 appointed torchbearers. The choir, which faced the sanctuary, and the catafalque on which the coffin would be placed, were draped with over 300 yards of black cloth, arranged under the meticulous supervision of Ralph Jennett.